Uh-oh. It's Day-to-Day's Department of Corrections. Here's one we got really wrong, and we are found out by someone who really knows. I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, writes Geneva de Groot. I just heard your piece on a con artist publisher who was caught in Banff, British Columbia. I've thought Banff was in Alberta. What's going on? What's happening to my Canadian brain after living in Seattle for 5 years? Does Banff go across the BC border? We wish it did, Mr. Groot, but your Canadian brain is just fine. It is our misplaced sense of geography that has Banff transposed to the Canadian province of British Columbia from its rightful spot in the province of Alberta. And this clarification. Our story last week on Michael Jackson and the African-American community referred to R&B singer R. Kelly as having been accused of statutory rape. While that is technically correct, we should note that R. Kelly has never actually been charged with that crime. Hey, lay off Al Gore, many of you wrote, because we had mentioned his famed claim to have invented the Internet. This letter from Brad Newman in Portland, Oregon. Gore never claimed that he invented the Internet. I believe he claimed that he, as a member of Congress, helped lead funding of programs that brought us the Internet. How long before this old canard dies? Okay, Brad Newman, as a special prize from Day to Day, farewell, Mr. Ducky. Which brings us to this from Bob Gallimore, a listener in Oswego, New York, who wrote to complain that a report about Ohio's new law to allow people to carry concealed weapons included a pro-gun control comment from a cop whose identity we protected. Would you let that anonymous quote in, Bob asks, if he was objecting to a new ban on smoking or a requirement that people of color be allowed equal access to rental housing? Or does he get a pass because he's politically correct? And finally, Adi Dewisha is a professor at Miami University of Ohio in Oxford, Ohio. Last week we said the University of Miami. You know, they get that all the time, and it is really annoying. We beg your indulgence, your patience, and your comments. You can write us at daytoday@npr.org, or don't forget the handy listener comment line. And that number is 310-841-5180. So you don't forget, call before midnight.